This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Later this morning, the Labor Department tells us the latest official unemployment rate, figures that come to us a few weeks late. NPR's Chris Arnold is on the line to talk with us about what these numbers mean. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Steve.
And I suppose we should mention these are September unemployment figures, which we might have expected to learn at the beginning of October.
Right. This is a couple weeks later than we would normally be getting the numbers. That is true. And that's because of the government shutdown, obviously.
Okay. So what are we expecting to learn now that we learn it?
Well, one survey of economists predicts that we will see about 180,000 new jobs created in September. That would be up a little bit from the month before, but still in line with this sort of long, painful slog of a recovery that we've been in where we have job growth, but it's just lukewarm job growth. And that's just taking a long time to get the millions of Americans back to work who want jobs. And again, we're likely to see not much change in the unemployment rate.
Okay, now this is a number that sometimes can move the stock market. Can a late number move the stock market, do you think?
Interesting question. But sure, if it was wildly unexpected and was much higher or much lower, then I imagine it would have an impact. The other question here is, well, does it matter that we're getting this number a little bit late and the world keeps spinning, even though we haven't had this number for a few weeks? But the shutdown with regard to economic data is a pretty big deal. The Fed Reserve and other forecasters rely on this monthly report to understand what's happening. In the Fed's case, that affects policy. And it's not just that the jobs report gets delayed. The government's mechanism for tracking inflation was put on hold. And the way that works is, this is outside of the jobs report, it's another report, but the government sends out workers into the field. They go to stores, they see what the prices of X, Y, and Z in potato chips and milk are, and they report on all that. And for 2 weeks, they weren't doing that. So there's a bunch of data that's missing. A smaller data set means there's a wider margin for error, and that makes things more uncertain. So it's hard to know exactly what's going on with consumer prices, at least right now.
Is that a really big deal, Chris Arnold? Could people's calculations be significantly off?
In the short term, if you care about the month-to-month data, most of our listeners probably don't. It's a big deal. If you look down the road, what a bunch of economists within the Fed are saying is the year-over-year overall inflation rate estimates, those should still be quite reliable, and the missing data will get smoothed out.
Let me ask another thing, Chris Arnold. This shutdown is the latest of several crises, and I'm wondering if economists are able to measure the economic effect of all the uncertainty created by the crises.
Well, economists are trying to measure that. And certainly in the anecdotal sense, I was at a manufacturer's convention this past week and several companies came up to me and they said, look, I'm not hiring any workers until we get past this. So one firm, Macroeconomic Advisors, recently did a study and they said that they termed this the cost of several years of crisis-driven fiscal policy. They say this has cost the country 900,000 jobs, jobs we would otherwise have gotten if politicians were doing a better job of charting a course forward that would signal to the economy, signal to companies, signal to the market, okay, where are we headed? Are we going to trim our spending? If so, by how much? What are we doing with taxes? Those big decisions are being put off. That makes people more uncertain, and that hurts job growth.
And that is enough to make a significant difference in the job market and the overall economy. If we're asking why is the economy not stronger, this is a significant reason.
It's part of it. I mean, obviously, the financial crisis threw us into this mess. But coming out of it, we would have been accelerating more quickly had politicians been doing a better job.
Chris, thanks very much, as always.
Thanks, Steve.
That's NPR's Chris Arnold, and we'll find out the latest unemployment numbers a bit later this morning.